So let's just quickly review what we said so far. We said, so we explained the Kavod Shel Eretz Yisrael. The halacha that you do it on, that you go back to Yeshua, but no, not on Achashverosh according to the Mishnah, because the Rambam explained Kavod Shel Eretz Yisrael. Which means we said that the idea is you're trying to pick a time to set up as, you want to basically set up two facets of the Nes, to be emphasizing in two facets of the Nes. So you do is, there's based on Shushan and other cities. Shushan, the Chashava walled city, and the other cities, and there are going to be two dates corresponding to these two things. So now you want to set up the Chashava cities and the non-Chashava cities, namely the walled cities and non-walled cities. Now if you're going to go with HaChashverosh, it's going to turn out that you're going to be to permanently fix the cities of Eretz Yisrael as non-Chashava cities. Right, and that's really, they're not permanently non-Chashva cities, it just happens to be, it's like a lull in the Jewish history that they're in Galus for that 70-year lapse, and therefore, based upon the temporary state of which Eretz Yisrael was really in as low, you're going to set up permanently the cities of Eretz Yisrael as being the lowly cities. So that would be wrong, that would be a lack, that's not covered Eretz Yisrael. And it's not just an accidental thing, but the whole Nes is in order to bring the Jews back to power, and it's part of the Hashgacha to bring them back and to bring back Eretz Yisrael. So there should be a zichron of Eretz Yisrael, of the fact that the Nes is, on the contrary, trying to bring up Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, to pick this times of Achashverosh is going to have the opposite effect. It's going to kind of, you know, relegate the Eretz Yisrael to the category of low cities. So the saying is that in order, because of that problem, and in order to reflect the true state of the weather, the real chashivas of cities, not the temporary chashivas at this particular moment in history, the true chashivas, therefore the time which they picked to set up as the time is the time of Yishevanon. Okay, which is really the moment of Kibosh Eretz Yisrael, which is setting up the real part of the status of the, you know, status of the cities of Eretz Yisrael as being chashiv. And that's what he says, Zichron Eretz Yisrael b'nes hazeh, means it ties into the Nes, because that's the idea of the Nes, is to bring about the Eretz Yisrael, to bring about Klal Yisrael and their power. Yeah. This is the Jews' reacceptance of the event of the Megillah. The Jews reaccepted the Torah, and they reconfirmed their attachment to the Torah, their Chozer B'Tshuva. And it was a matter of years until they basically got the Mikdash back, and went back to Eretz Yisrael. So this is really a temporary state, and this is part of the Jews who are in Galus, and the Jews, in order to get back into Eretz Yisrael, the part of the thing is they do tshuva. So this is part of the tshuva and bringing them back to their glory, so to speak. You know, mm-hmm. That we didn't do yet, the exception of Shushan. And there's something funny which maybe is bothersome to you guys. Maybe this is what's bothersome. It's like you just choose whichever one you want. Like it's just funny. Like, okay, that's a decent argument to say why you'd like it, but like it's just like a free for all. They could just pick whatever time they want, and like so. Okay, it's an argument, but. Like, what's the, it sounds like almost, I guess kind of, you know what you were talking about. It's like, it sounds like you're giving, like, the why. Why do they want to pick Eretz Yisrael? Because they want to reflect. It just sounds like it's a big why, but, like, what's the category here? It's just, you know, the whole thing sounds like it's a nice story, you know, all, and it kind of sounds compelling, but it's something funny about it, right? And like we said yesterday also, that's a category. World cities in time of Shobanon. Now there's a category with this city is different than that city because it's let's say New York is different than Pennsylvania or whatever, than Philly because New York had a wall in time of Shavuot and this didn't. Is like, because that's a category in the city whether it had a wall in time of Shavuot or not. It's just a funny, halacha. Even Achashverosh, maybe you can say Shavuot and the city's not Shavuot in time of Shavuot, but this is the time of Achashverosh. Oh, Chaim, you asked about Eretz Yisrael. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, so I saw the Ritva. He brings down a bunch of Rishonim and hold it. It's even Chutz Lartz. It goes by the time wall and Tavish Shobanan.
So Machu Picchu or whatever.
Yeah. Had a wall and Tavish Shobanan. Same thing.
Even if today it's
doesn't matter. Yeah. It goes by the wall and Tavish Shobanan. But I mean, you don't just assume that. I guess, like, the only thing is like, if you just go, like, when you come to New York, I mean, you don't just say maybe it had a wall. I mean, you have to have some evidence that it did or whatever. But assuming,
like,
you know.
The wall's still standing.
There's still a wall now, and then you don't know when the wall emerged, then that's, you know, that's the note. Okay, so Tami Yerusha Benun is, I mean, that was essentially the Kibbush Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael came under the hands of the Jews, and that was when the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael emerged, the conquest of it. That's what really created the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's not, I mean, I was mentioning this, but there's a phenomenon, I think I mentioned this yesterday, there's a phenomenon of Bate Erechoma, of city, walled cities in Eretz Yisrael have a Kedusha. There is a different Kedusha of those cities, and that was fixed. Those cities were fixed in Tami Yerusha Benun time of the conquest of Yishevanon, because that was a Jewish conquest, and that's what set up the Kedusha and the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael under the hands of the Jews. So that's the emergence of the thing. It's going to the beginning. It's not just picking a random time in the history. That's the beginning of the thing. Okay. As an aside, I just want to mention, is I saw the Ritva doesn't buy this. Okay. Two things I saw him say in the Ritva. One thing is he doesn't buy that. He doesn't buy it. He says, look, if in that time in history there was no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, no Kedusha Batei Rechama, it's machlokas whether the Kedusha, Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shaita, whatever, whether the Kedusha, which initially set up, continued in the time of the Galus. So we hold not. But it's machlokas. But he says, if there was Kedusha at that time, I understand you wanted to make those walled cities, Chashiva walled cities. But if there was no Kedusha, then they were on Chashiv at that time. Bottom line is, there was no Kedusha, they were on Chashiv. So why are you trying to give them Gavod? Right? I mean, he doesn't buy just saying that. He has in another piece, or which I'm not going into right now.
There's no Kedusha at the time of Yeshua?
No, I'm talking Yeshua, there was not time of Achashverosh. You know? So he doesn't buy just saying just that. I mean, but we're saying, to explain the position of the Rambam, and there are a few Shon who say it, is that it's because it's true at that moment in time they weren't Chashav. But here you're fixing the mitzvah Ledoros to fix this as the Chashava city. So Ledoros, there should be Chashava cities. At that particular moment, they aren't. But what's the way that the Kovei Halacha, which Ledoros shouldn't be fixed upon a time in the Galus. Another thing in the Ritva I saw is interesting. He has a different explanation why you go to Tam Yishuv Enan. He brings it, he says it's brought down by some Rishonim or something, or there's apparently a quote Rashi or something. But he says, because Yeshua ben Nun was the first one who battled with Amalek. Okay, back in the parts of Shalach, you know, they fought against Amalek. So Yeshua ben Nun was right. Moshe was on top of the mountain, and Yeshua was the leader, and he fought against Amalek. You know, so I think he means is that your question, I think Chad is, it's a little joshy, but I mean, that's what they say, is that I think it means is that because the question is, this is a nace which happened time of Achashverosh, and, you know, and Mordechai and Esther. And you're saying, is you want to fix the time, the nace which took place now, you should go to the cities at this time, right now. Isn't this the time of the nace? So it's saying, is yeah, but it's true the nace was now, but the battle of against Amalek, the real nace is the battle of destroying Amalek and Haman. So the battle against Amalek is really goes back to Yeshua Ben-Nun. It goes back to the beginning of the Jewish people, basically the beginning of our nationhood. They're the first ones who fought against us. So it's saying is that going to Yeshua Ben-Nun is part of the piersim of the nace of Purim. Is to the fact that it's not just a one-time nace, and it's not just a one-time battle, but it's an instance of the Hashkacha to save us from Amalek. You know, and it's a story which is part of, that's why you see, for instance, we read the Bishalach, that Parsha is the Kriyas Torah on Purim. I mean, it's about Amalek. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's about Amalek, you know? So Amalek, it could be they wanted to tie the theme of the nace to show its greater significance in the context of the nation, not just a one-time event. So by doing so, by tying it to Yishuv Ben-Nun, you illustrate that this is a bigger picture than just this event. So, I mean, he doesn't go with it. He says, Yerushalmi, he says, Kavod Eretz Yisrael. That's definitely not that. So he just, the Ritva brings it down. I think he says that it's in the footnote. They say there's a Rashi who says it. Maybe there's a Meiri or something. There's a few, you know. It's very interesting, by the way, the Ritva on Megillah. It's very elaborate. It talks a lot. I mean, it's like a Masechta that is well. Certain Masechtas, you don't have that many Rishonim. But I mean, the Ritva, I think the Rashban, the Ramban, they all talk about this stuff. I mean, they're very wordy. I mean, the Ritva is very easy to read. You know, brings down the footnotes, especially bring down other whatever. I mean, he really fleshes out all these issues. So I just kind of did these sugyas. I thought it would be nice to kind of go through, you know, long. But, you know, there are a lot of different points in there. So I'm still in the middle of going through it, yeah. So we have a few questions. So first of all, so another question. So what do you do about Shushan? Shushan was not Walden time Yishuv Enan, right? So how do you have, that's an exception because the nace happened there. And they did it on the 15th. Okay, but now you don't have a uniform system. And also, the question is, why don't you go by walls nowadays? The whole thing is funny. The whole category of walled in time Yishuv Enan and walled in time Achashverosh is funny. And also, what's the machlokas? Strange machlokas. So he doesn't care about Kavod Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, we just go by Pearson, by Shushan. Right, I mean, these are kind of like the remaining problems here that we still have to put everything together. So, one thought, okay, one idea that I think hopefully will open things up here. Okay, and it gets to the heart of the whole thing. Like, what's What kind of category is this? Walden. And that's what I think is about. That's like the most primary problem. What is this? Walden in the time of Ahasuerus, that's a type of a city? Like, that's a historical fact, but it's not, is that all the category? So I think it isn't. See, there's two ways. How do you view the this idea of Walden on Walden? Do you say that the mitzvah, the way they set up the mitzvah was, is that when is the date for the mitzvah? It depends on your nature. Cities, there's like two types of cities. It's like two gavras of the mitzvah, so to speak. There's the walled cities and the unwalled cities. When is the date? It depends on what kind of city you are. Okay? There's classes of cities, and the date depends on the type of city. Then you'd have to go by what type of city you are right now. You can't say there's a type of city which is walled in time of Benon. Now, that's not a type of a city. You know, a type of city that was walled in time of Shveros. That's not... You can't say the mitzvah was set up, that it's like a dual bifurcated mitzvah. That the amount of the mitzvah depends on who you are. You know? You can't say that. Okay? But it sounds like that is what you're saying, right? So what then? What then? So I think it's saying is like this, is that when they set up the mitzvah, they wanted the piercing to take place in two phases. Two facets, right? Two phases of the piercing, because there's two parts of the nace. So what they wanted to do when the Rakhainas set up the mitzvah, they wanted to split the world into different in half, basically. Okay? And to say certain cities, you guys do it on the 14th and you guys do it on the 15th. That's what they did. Essentially, that's what they did. City A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you guys do it on the 15th, and G, A, H, whatever, the rest of the letters, you guys do it on the 14th. Okay? It's not that they're setting up like a dual conceptual structure of city of class A and city of class B. They're selecting. They wanted to allot to divvy out the mitzvah to two different in 2 different days, and they didn't choose how to do it arbitrarily, but they used a sense and a logic to how they did it. Yeah, they didn't just say cities that start with Aleph through Chaf are on one day, and cities the rest are the other. What they did is that since the reason for the split is because of the Shushan miracle, the walled, that idea. So the way they did it is they selected their cities based upon those cities which have walled and those cities which didn't have walls. Okay, let's take the Achashverosh Shita, the walled and time Achashverosh. I think it's simpler. So they said basically, they looked around the world and they said, okay, whoever has a wall, you guys read it on the 15th. You're kind of like Shushan. Whoever's on the doesn't have a wall, you're kind of not like Shushan, you do it on the 15th. The whole opposite, right? You know, but there's now they were Koveya, these cities. So now city A, B, C, D, E, F, G, again, fill in the names. The mitzvah, they set up the mitzvah, the Doros. Your date is this, your date is that, your date is this, your date is that. It doesn't change. They set up the mitzvah, permanent fix to the mitzvah, that the city, these list of cities does it on day 14, this list of cities does it on day 15. Now again, the list is not arbitrarily chosen by flipping coin or anything, it's chosen based upon who resembled Shushan or didn't resemble Shushan. So now the mitzvah is fixed, these cities, now I don't care what happens to them in the future. It's not, the reason why you're chayav to do it on the 15th is not because you're a city, a type of city which had a wall, it's because when Mordechai and Esther set up the mitzvah, they said, you do it on the, this city, you will, Doros will do it on the 15th. So now you're the same city, the city is still the same city, so therefore this city does it on the 15th, and this city does it on the 14th. It's not because of anything about the city now, it's because the initial command, when it was given, singled out these people, this city, to do it on that day. And again, the reason why, so when Mordechai and Esther set it up, they'd be intelligent about how they set it up, how they're going to divvy out the cities. It's not going to be arbitrary, but there's good sense to say you'll do it based on walled and unwalled. That's definitely a given. And there's a good argument to say you'll do it in the time of Shushan. But there's also an argument to say that, but if you do it that way, then you're going to have this area of a code versus all problem. Okay? So we could pick our way to divvy it up based upon walled and unwalled in the time of Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's not in time of Yishuv Anon. In other words, again, it's not like there's a class, the cities which should have an identity of walled in time of Eretz Yisrael. It's a way of selecting cities. That you're selecting the cities. Which cities are going to be in 14th? Yerushalayim, 15th, Yerushalayim, and Tiberia, and whatever. And, now, again, the list is based upon covered Eretz Yisrael and walled in the time of, you know, walled in the time of Eretz Yisrael and time of Yeshua Benon. That's the way they're going to choose their cities. That's the way they're going to set it up. But bottom line is they're koveya the mitzvah in a way which is going to end up having two classes. You know, and you could use a reason like over Eretz Yisrael and the whole story the Rambam gives. Or you could use a different thing. It's like, hey, we want to resemble Shushan and we'll go like Shushan. You follow me? There's more I don't want to say, but let me just make sure you're with me. I'm saying is there's not a category of cities had walls in the time of Yeshua Benon. That's not what they're doing. They're saying is the cities, they're picking the ones which happen to have a wall, the ones which share that characteristic. It's really a list of cities. Okay, but obviously this list is made intelligently, but it's not a category called walled in time of Yeshua Benon. It's not a category like that. It's not that. It's an idea of it's a list of cities which is chosen based upon that criteria, but they're true. That's the way they're, and that's the way. Of course, they're going to tell people that because that's just the way, practically the way you identify the cities. But it's not a conceptual category of walled in the. It's a teleological category. It's based upon giving cover to Eretz Yisrael, so that's why they're choosing those cities. But the bottom line is, it's a list of cities. That's not the halacha category. If it's a halacha category, it's a problem. The list, that's just how they chose their list. But essentially, it's a list of cities, and the essential idea is they wanted to have two lists, because they wanted to have Ladoros, that the thing is going to be, is going to always be two groups in the world. Like, let's say, I don't think this far needs this, but just like to explain it. Like, let's say, for instance, they set it up as two conceptual categories, walled cities and unwalled cities. Then it would go by now, right? Now it would turn out that nowadays, basically, there would be almost zero cities who are leaving on the 15th. Right? I mean, what's a walled city now? Yerushalayim, maybe? You know, but they just don't really exist anymore. Right? Now, I don't know if they had foresight that would happen. You know, or maybe they could have imagined the opposite scenario happening. All cities would become walled cities. Right? I mean, theory, it's hard to predict the future, but I mean, if walled cities are better, maybe in the future time, all cities, you know? They didn't want to set off. They simply wanted to divvy out the list of cities, you know, basically, they fixed cities. They're not fixing classes and types of cities. They're fixing particular cities based upon a logic which they used at the time, but not that they're carving out two types of cities. They're just taking all the cities and divvying them out based upon all the good logical criteria. There's no reason to be arbitrary about the criteria. So the criteria, if you go to Tom Yeshua of Achashverosh, it's certainly not arbitrary. That's just saying, is there the choice of the city, that's not arbitrary.
No, I'm saying walled and unwalled.
Oh, walled and unwalled, that's also not arbitrary. Because the idea of the two cities, the whole reason why they're doing two cities, two different days, is because of the fact that there was a different miracle in Shushan, the capital, the center, major city, walled city, and the rest of the cities. The rest of the cities who are the cities on the outskirts or whatever. So the Shushan had a wall, was a part of the capital. The Chashuva cities had a wall, and that's the miracle in the major capital was, you know, we had an extra day of killing in this big capital of Chashuva city that the Jews killed their enemies for 2 days. So, like, the distinction between Shushan and wall, the wall is significant. That was like brought to mind the idea of Shushan. The wall, the big wall. The wall were basically the strong capital cities. And in Shushan itself is where the Jews were victorious. In the Achashverosh's palace, in the city, in the major city of where the decree was emanated out of, that's where we were successful. We had an extra day of killing. We had an extra day. I mean, that was part of the nace, is that it was from within we won this victory. We didn't come from the outskirts and stuff. You know, it was like an extra, the major fighting. We basically took over Shushan. You know, so and that was the wall. The wall was part of the way you would distinguish the capital cities. So the wall is a prominent feature of the nace. What I'm saying is that it's not, there's a difference between, I'm saying the reason why they chose walled and unwalled isn't arbitrary. It's there's a logic to it. The reason they want to have 2 days because the nace had two different stages and two different components to it, and therefore they want to set up 2 days. Now the way you're going to set up the 2 days is going to mirror or is going to reflect the reason for the 2 days, the fact that there's walled and unwalled. But now how do they do it? Do they now set up two halachic categories of cities with walled cities and unwalled cities, or do they just select cities? But the selection process is based upon a logic which reflects the reason why they're making 2 days. You know what I mean? But they're still ultimately selecting cities. They're not setting up two categories. You know, it's a selection of cities based upon that logic.
Depending on two categories, would be more like just today, what is it?
Yes, then you'd have to say, what is it now? Then you'd basically say every city is to fits into a category. Uh-huh. It's a walled city, it's an unwalled city. And then if you're a walled city, then your day is this. If you're an unwalled city, day is that. Whereas as opposed to saying is they didn't just set up this and more this halacha which will so to speak be realized later, but they actually metzava cities at particular dates and says you city A you do it now, city B you do it now, they set up dates for particular cities. You know what I mean? Now again, they chose the cities with a logic. That's why, for instance, you wonder, is city that had a wall in time show but none. How do we even know? Who cares? I mean, it's like some historical fact. No, because they set up the mitzvah. They were giving a tzivoy to the people of those places. They were giving out a tzivoy to all the cities. It just happens to be that they didn't list off all the cities. They couldn't do such a thing. So they set it up based upon a convenient criteria, which points to the nature of the idea. But it's still a list of cities. It's just the list is referenced not by names of cities, but by a property of those cities. But the list is fixed. They didn't change the mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't change every generation as new cities or whatever. They fixed their cities. It's like Matt saying, if you're in a city, it's just on who said wall, in time you should have been on. Now there's no wall. Okay, so why are you reading now on 15? It's not because you're in a city of Yeshua ben Nun wall. Okay, it's not that it's a property of your city. It's because Mordechai and Esther set up the mitzvah, they commanded this city to read it on the 15th. And the command lasts Ladoros. So even if the reason why they commanded you falls away, that's the way they set it up. Now, did they really want that to happen? That even though the walls aren't there? Yes, they did, because they wanted the world to be split, and you're going to have cities, so you're going to have two different kinds of cities. They don't really care that you look at your wall. They didn't want it to be. You look at your wall and then you think, oh, I feel like I'm in Shushan. And that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to basically have it, that the world is going to have two different groups within it. So some are reading on 14, some are going to read on 15. We'll bring to mind the ideas of the Nais. They wanted to replicate the thing which took place of the two-day celebration in stages. So now what about the question about Shushan within the side that goes by Eretz Yisrael? So now what about Shushan? Shushan's different, an exception. Is that a problem? So that's why I think it really answers or makes possible the exception. Okay, because, again, if there's an intrinsic system, intrinsic criteria, the city is of type A and city of type B, then you can't unify walled and time Yeshua ben Nun and Shushan. It didn't have all in Shubanon, and the Nais happening there, just there's no unification. But if it's an idea of, right, a list of cities, the list has to be intelligent, so the list is intelligent because you want to choose Kavod Eretz Yisrael. That's the most intelligent thing, because Kavod Eretz Yisrael. But you got to have Shushan on there, because the whole thing is to reflect the nature of the Nais and the way it was in two stages, one in Shushan and one in the other ones. So you're going to have to basically set up Kavod Eretz Yisrael plus Shushan. You know, but that's possible, given that it's not an intrinsic category. But still, there's something which is not beautiful about it anyways. Right? And that's I want to say perhaps that's the machlokas. Is that legitimate? In this framework, is it legitimate to have a split system like that? Because you could argue, look, it's true it's a laundry list, but make a systematic laundry list. A double, to have like a split system, it's not intrinsically illogical. It's not illogical because of the nature of the setup. But the question is that do you say that still it's halacha, and halacha it's choosing a system, so the system should have a unification to it. And you can't have, you definitely have to have, that's the more primary thing. The more primary thing definitely is Shushan has to be in the 15th. That's a given. So now the question is, now you want to do Kavod Eretz Yisrael. So the question is it possible to give Kavod Eretz Yisrael and at the same time maintain Shushan? So that's the question, is does this framework, the way they're setting it up, tolerate setting up like a dual system? Or you say no, is that bottom line is, it's halacha, it's true, it's based, they were setting up the cities, and they're choosing the cities in a certain sense, there's an arbitrariness to how they choose them, but they have to use a system, and it has to be chachma, so just to choose like a split like that, it can't be. You know what I mean? We hold it could be. We hold that's what's fine. But Rav Shimon Karcha held that can't be. You can't have a system like that, and therefore the only way to include Shushan is basically to say Kishushan, to define it based on the time of Shushan. And that's this way you have Shushan in all the cities. If you like Shushan, that's his criteria. I go to Israel. What are you gonna do? Like you said, man, I said, look, if you, there's no way to do it, there's no way to do it. Simple level, I mean, I'm not sure, maybe you can think more about this, but in simple level, Shushan started doing the thing on the 15th, that's the way they celebrated, and that's the way they set up, that they would continue their celebration of Doros. So that was like, the primary celebration was in Shushan, and that was the mitzvah of Purim, was let's keep doing this every year, and they wanted to make it permanent, you know? Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of the 2 days is, let's do like Shushan. These cities and the ones which resemble Shushan. So to have Shushan doing it on the 14th, and some other cities doing it on the 15th, it's like, what are you doing? It kind of undermines the whole idea of why these cities are doing it on the 15th. Okay, Shushan on the 15th? Really? Shushan does the 14th? That can't be, you know? But the question is could you have this split? I mean, just in passing, is what I mentioned before, I think I taped it, but the idea of that it goes by Yeshua Benon. The other Rishonim say it goes by Yeshua Benon because Amalek, Yeshua fought against Amalek. Like, that sounds like very Jushy, right? But it could be, again, within this framework, it's easier to understand. Because if you say that it's an intrinsic categorization of cities, then it just sounds like Josh. But if you're saying is that they just had to choose their cities, they just wanted to have two classes of cities, and they had to choose them, and they wanted to use some sort of a logic to choose it, just not arbitrary, so then they're doing it to reflect the concept about the Nesim of Purim, which is that it ties in with Amalek, and it's Tereis Ana Deoraisa. So if that's the case, so then so that's also a good criteria to go by. You know what I mean? They just need a good logical criteria. You know, so the Yerushalmi holds it's because Kavod Eretz Yisrael. That's why go by Shovanan. So these are Yerushalmi held that it goes because it ties in with the Deoraisa of what Megillat is based upon. It's the idea of Zechin Chiyas Amalek. So Yerushalmi ties into that concept. You know, I mean, again, it's I'm just showing it. I think this approach helps with that. If you would say that it's an intrinsic categorization, it's hard to bring in Yerushalmi fighting Amalek. It just sounds like, you know, my story, but how is that relevant here? Yeah. Okay, so what I'd like to do, I guess, next week, is I want to continue in the sugya. But the sugya is, the next question is, okay, so now what exactly are walled cities? What is a walled city? Let's say you live right near the wall of a walled city, like the outskirts of a walled city. Or when, let's say you have, the question comes up, let's say you have a city that has walls on three sides and then water on the fourth side. Does that count as a walled city? You know, and different things like that. Like how exactly you define a walled city? This is the time when it had to be walled, and then the question is, okay, fine. And with the sugyas about, the deraisa sugyas about Nupamata Erechoma. Because there's the deraisa of walled cities. And there's interesting to get into the comparison. What regards are similar, the same, what regards are different. This is part of the sugya, they're showing again to it.
The deraisa of walled cities.
Walled cities, yeah. There's in Eretz Yisrael, walled cities, I think it's Parshas Bechukosai or Bahar, that you redeem cities. If you have a house in a certain city, so when you sell it, then you can redeem it in the first few years, and then by Yovel it goes free. So depending on whether it's in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael or a non-walled city, there are different halachos. So there's Kedushas Bat Erechoma. There's a part of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's certain cities in Eretz Yisrael have a special status. And those are Bat Erechoma. So those are those cities. The Bat Erechoma means the houses of walled cities. So walled cities, it's a Kedushas. It's part of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's a Kedusha of these cities. So, but this is even in Chutz La'aretz. But in what way are they the same or are they different? That kind of comes out. Okay, so the Gemara is on Gimel Aleves. It starts basically... Basically, Gufa. Amar Yeshua Klach V'Chal Sonachol V'Chal Nereimo. Okay, it's like 10 to 15 lines from the bottom, give or take. Okay, and basically it keeps going until somewhere on the top. Basically until the bottom page, I think. It's Rashi's and Tuss, and it's Ron, and there's a bunch of, you know, it's Rabba and the Riff. Okay, so we should keep it busy for a while.